This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Let's break that apart for a second. Why is the number doing that? You know, it's funny because when I first saw it established, and it was our guy Shapiro that emailed it out.
Yep.
And I tweeted it immediately. I said, the Niners have opened as a six-point favorite against the Cowboys. Do with that what you will. Because it was with a backdrop of the performance that they had just put out, which is an absolute stink fest against Kansas City. Okay? And what I think the Cowboys are maybe sort of gaining, why they're gaining betting momentum, is because you know what they did last week? Nothing.
Yep.
And if I've noticed anything in inequities in betting, it's that we have an incredibly short memory. What do we remember? We literally remember whatever happened within the last 4 days or 5 days, or in some cases in football, 7 days. And I know if I asked you, if I pinned you into a corner and I went, hey, what did the Cowboys do the last time they played? You'd probably remember, if you're a big football fan, you might have to think about it for a second, and you're like, oh, right, right. That game against the Lions, who we've already watched play again since then, and watched them win a game in Minnesota, nip and tuck. But, oh, that game against the Lions. And that's right, they lost by almost 40
yep.
in their own building. They were hot knife butter action the whole afternoon long. But what happens is the Niners come out a week later and go stink bomb while the Cowboys have their feet up. And I'm not really that big into this rest advantage thing. I know it's been a thing through the years. I think that it matters in some aspects, but I don't think it, for example, I don't think it overwhelms a talent edge. And I think the Niners have a massive one in this football game. That'd be my only guess. The betting number is moving in the Cowboys' direction because fans really remember what just happened with the Niners, and they don't with the Cowboys. And they're feeling like the Cowboys are desperate, even though I think the Niners are too. You know, you said earlier this week the Cowboys need this more.
Yep.
I think it's pretty damn equal.
Yeah. I mean, depends on how you look at it, because the Cowboys are in a division where it feels like Washington and Philadelphia are not going to run away with it, but they have a clear edge, and I think that they're both better than Dallas is, so you can't afford too many more losses knowing that you're going to have to play those teams again. And the Niners, I think if you look at their division is pretty mediocre, and the Rams win makes it even more congested between all four teams.
Yep.
And The Niners don't have the tiebreak advantage, but this is not a divisional tiebreak. This is a conference tiebreaker for the Niners, but the NFC West, to me, is feeling more and more like a one playoff team division. So it's not like the conference tiebreaker won't come into play to decide who wins the division.
Like, I hate feeling this way, but if you want to just snapshot it in this moment, the NFC West feels every bit of the NFC South the last few years.
Right.
Which is uncomfortable because that division's been a joke. And teams with 8 wins win the division, or 9 wins, and Tampa Bay gets to host. And although Tampa Bay kind of became a little bit of a team last year, right? And they ripped through Philly, and they gave Detroit everything they wanted in that playoff game the next week. So, you know, I don't know if coming out of those divisions means you're not really ready to roll in the NFC. But if the Niners win the division, you're still going to host a playoff game. And then you might, worst case scenario, have to bop onto the road a couple of times to see if you can get to where you want to go. And I still look at this conference and go, my gosh, there's very, very little, I think very little, that you can truly count on right now, not named the Detroit Lions. I think there are so many, maybe Green Bay. Watch what happens to Minnesota now. Watch. They've lost 2 in a row, and they just lost their left tackle for the year. Their left tackle.
Yep.
And I know that that doesn't resonate in the fantasy football world, but Niner fans, how would you feel if you woke up today, you'd lost 2 in a row, and they told you that Trent Williams was out for the year? That's how they feel.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Minnesota is as real as they've looked. They're good. They're better than we thought. Minnesota is not going to run this conference like it looked like 2 weeks ago.
Well, and their defense, I don't think, is as good as we thought. And, you know, their offense is still good, but their early success for me was built on a defense that mm-hmm. was ferocious, and they were dominating people. And when you lose your left tackle, that affects a lot. I still think that they're a good complementary football team. They have a good defense and a good offense. Their defense is not as good as we thought. Their offense might be a little bit better, but when you lose your left tackle and you lose to Detroit, so Minnesota's on more of a wild card track right now, having lost to Detroit. So feels though like Minnesota still is a playoff team. Green Bay looks like a playoff team. Detroit looks like the best in the NFC. So you start running out of wild card spots pretty quickly.
No doubt, but I'm like, again, I'm projecting out, like, let's pretend that the 49ers second half goes at least in some way, shape, or form kind of how we feel it will, which is enough to get to 9 or 10 wins and win the NFC West. You know, is it realistic to think that they can navigate the playoffs in that kind of a scenario? Well, I think Detroit is really tough. I think if Minnesota keeps playing well, going there would be tough. Going to Green Bay, if they had to do that, would be tough. Now, if you're a division winner, those wild cards, even if they've got a better record, they come to you. You know what I mean? And so that's another thing to really think about, is that if the Niners, like, I still think the 3 seed, even the 2 seed, are totally still on the table. I think whoever comes out of the NFC North right now, if I had to bet on it, Detroit is going to be the team that I think gets the 1 seed. That's what I would think. But everything else is totally on the table. 4-3 is leading the South, and while 5-2 is leading the East, that Washington team also so young and so many questions for them to answer in terms of sustainability. I like them. Jaden Daniels is also now dealing with injury. He practiced today. He might play in this game. He might not. I'd still bet that he doesn't, but he might play, and that's great. But it just feels like all of these teams have some warts, just like the Niners do, and there's a long way to go and some bumps in the road. And I think, again, provided that they win Sunday night, I think almost everything, maybe short of the 1 seed, almost everything is still totally on the table.
Yeah, I think that what's on the table is the division. I still don't know if I would bank on them being a wild card team, although when you look at the standings and you take a little bit of a deeper dive, in the NFC North, they've only played 2 divisional games. You had Detroit beat Green Bay, and Minnesota beat Green Bay. Chicago hasn't played a divisional game, which means that's six more games of their remaining 11 that are head-to-head.
They're going to beat each other up. There's no question.
A lot of head-to-head in there.
And, absolutely.
You know, that is the one division where they haven't played each other that much at all. The West, you've had, you know, four games between the four teams. So there's a little bit of the we'll beat you and you'll beat us still to come. But for me, the NFC North is the big one because Chicago at 4-2, not dead at all. Not dead in the water by any stretch.
No, especially now they play Washington this weekend. And I think this is a wonderful, like, okay, Chicago, do you really want to be a part of this party or not? Because the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams, he's getting a lot better. And so they're starting to add some offensive prowess to what I think was already some defensive prowess. At the same time, this three-game win streak that they have is they beat the Rams when the Rams still didn't have any players, and then they beat Carolina and Jacksonville. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're 4-2.
They're pros. They're,
and that, it counts. It counts. You're 4-2. But, by the way, their fourth win is against the Titans. I mean, the Bears have really gotten four wins against total junk. Total junk. So I'm fascinated to see what they do next. And then, as you said, what they do when they get into the division, because they've had none of it. None of it.
Yeah.
In fact, their next 3 weeks, they still get none of it. Not until week 11 do they get Green Bay. And then from week 11 to week 18, all six of those games. Three Detroits, or two Detroits, two Green Bays, and two Minnesotas.
And a 49ers and a Seahawks.
49ers and a Seahawks. Holy hell.
Yeah.
So, like, if I
eight straight in the conference, six in the division, that's rare.
And then the 49ers are one of the teams that are hanging out there. So I get that they're 4-2. Caleb is nice. That's fun. I still am very firmly going to bet that the Bears are not going to the playoffs this year.
Right, but they might have a say in the third-place team in that division not being a wild card if they can, you know, knock off one of those other teams. If Chicago winds up 9-8, but they are able to beat down Green Bay a little bit, or if Minnesota, hits the skids, then they might be able to play spoiler in that division as everybody starts to beat each other up.
That's your morning Thanksgiving game is Bears-Lions.
Oh, good.
Bears-Lions.
Bears-Lions. That's
Bears-Lions.
A good one.
Bears-Lions.
And then the Cowboys will play in the middle game against, I'm not sure whom, but that's one of the traditions I do like is Lions at 9:30, Cowboys in the middle, and then you get that third game, which is usually the best of the three.
Yeah. So what we got this year is, unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys will be hosting the New York Giants.
On Thanksgiving.
The New York Giants.
Yeah.
So the good news is we can just go eat.
Right.
And during the second half of although Dallas is not going to blow them out. They already played them once. They won by five.
Yeah.
So who knows? You know, I don't know. Start a fantasy player or something like that. But
just make it interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be one where like I'll catch up with the family during the Dallas Giants game. And then at night, provided that everybody's healthy and concussion free, you get the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field. And that's pretty juicy.
Yeah.
That's fun. Tua's back this weekend.
Right. We'll see how back he is, and you know, you just hope that the guy can stay upright, and hopefully he can also, I don't know, get rid of the ball and not try to make so many hero plays. Because if I'd had three concussions, I'd be a little bit more willing to throw the ball early and just get rid of it.
Not even just concussions. It's like the way they look. Like,
yeah,
they've just played out on national TV with your hands going old.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so, I get it. But I don't know if maybe this helps people watch Tua. You know, that this is not unusual. Like, I know that now Tua is synonymous with concussions. Having three concussions as an NFL player, I'd argue that's kind of normal. I would argue most NFL players have had three concussions. You just don't always see them,
right?
And they're not always on Thursday Night Football.
Well, and every concussion is not created equally.
Correct.
And his
appear
to be
ones.
More of the severe variety where, you know, the first time he gets up and he immediately buckles at the knees and he doesn't get taken out. And then he eventually goes out, but the way he's been concussed, they seemed a lot more severe than, you're right, like how many players just get little knocks or dings over the course of a game, and you never even make it in the blue tent.
Yeah, I mean, like, or the less serious stuff, which is, as it was referred to me one time, subconcussive blows.
Right.
Which a lineman will tell you, that's every play. That's every play in every practice. So between the game and the practices, that's 4 to 5 days a week. And how many plays do you have on one side of the ball in any given game? Maybe
about 60.
Four, yeah, yep. 50 or 60.
Yep.
So that's how many you get per week.
I mean,
do the math.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's banana land.
Totally.
And so, yeah, I don't know if that makes anybody feel better. I'm thinking probably not.
No.
But you know, hey, if you got Tyreek or Jalen on your fantasy squad, giddy up. Here we go.
Yeah, I mean, and that's really whatever. We talk about last night's game and all of the conspiracy theorists over that call, the face mask that they should have called. Well, yeah. The league has all these
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Determined outcomes for these games and all the rest of it. If you really believe that, then you would never be a part of fantasy football. You'd never be a part of gambling. You wouldn't do any of it if you really thought that the league had predetermined outcomes in these games.
I don't know what they would even really have to gain about that. And in fact, I'll refute something you said on the crossover, which is that the NFL doesn't even care that they got this wrong. I get what you mean, and I know that that when you watch the NFL and you sort of just feel everything that they present to you every year, it does feel sometimes like they just do not care, right? Concussions and turf and like they do not care. But I don't think the NFL's out there like, nah, whatever, we got it wrong. Like, I think they want to get it right. In fact, I would argue maybe they do. They probably care more about plays like last night. For those of you who didn't see it, the game essentially ended on one of the most obvious face mask calls in the history of ever, and they just didn't call it. They just flat out didn't call it, and there was not a thing that anybody could do about it. And so I think they care more about that than player safety. They want them to get it right. It's embarrassing what happened last night. It's even embarrassing to a degree what happened in that Niners-Seahawks game on Thursday night, where the punt returner clearly touched the ball. Like, and really, you multi-bajillion-dollar industry are going to come to the microphones and be like, yeah, so we didn't have the camera angle. You didn't have the camera angle? I don't know. I think that's embarrassing for the league. They want to get it right.
Yeah, I don't think that they really care about the embarrassment, nor do they care about, quote, getting it right. Because if they really cared, they would take action. And after that happened in Seattle, they would say, you know what, we're going to make sure now that we have every possible angle so that this never happens again.
Maybe they did.
Well, then they would go out and say that, and they would make a bigger deal of it. And the fact that that construct already wasn't in place is the biggest embarrassment of all. The fact that the league office, which is charged with reviewing plays, the fact that they don't have access to every possible camera angle in real time is an embarrassment. And then last night, when you have a clear-cut face mask that doesn't get called, and the league rules and the construct is you can't review a play, even a scoring play, and look at a penalty that should have been called. We don't do that. And yet this happens on Thursday Night Football. Again, Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football.
And I'd imagine they had that angle. So where in the league office, they're probably like, oh, boy, they didn't call that one. What can we do? What should we do? Oh, that's right. We can't do anything. Well, maybe you come out on Friday morning and say, you know what? In light of last night, we're going to go ahead and change the policy starting next year, because we can't do it in the middle of the year. But, you know, the competition committee is going to look at this, and darn it, we're going to make it so that these penalties can be reviewed immediately, because that was embarrassing. But they're not going to do that because they don't give a crap.
Right, well, I don't know. There's somewhere in between, isn't it? I think they give a crap, but you're also not going to get overly reactive to one play. You even detailed earlier, if you start doing, it opens up a box.
It does.
It opens.
Yep.
You do this, it's like, wait a minute, what about that? What about this over here? What are we doing? So, and you're not going to do it in the middle of the year or whatnot, but like, I would imagine somebody called somebody last night. You don't think that there were league office conversations about the way that game ended last night? I do.
I think the conversation was, hey, did you guys see that? Yeah, I saw it. Man, ref missed that call. Hey, did you see the social media? Did you see the social media traffic after that? Hold on. Oh, my God. Impressions were up 12%. We love that. Did you see the ratings? Ratings are up 9%. Wow.
Yeah, but that's not. But that's not what,
let's go to Hawaii.
That's not driving ratings. Bad calls are not driving ratings.
It drives conversation.
It drives people nuts.
Impressions.
Impressions, yes, but is the
my
NFL...
My phone blew up,
right,
thanks
but,
to the three of you yahoos.
Well, but the
I'm
NFL...
trying to have a little chocolate mousse with a graham cracker in it and a glass of
sorry
wine.
Sorry, I interrupted your fancy schmoonsy thing. But
pretty nice.
Like
shout out Nella Terra Winery.
Of all the money that the NFL's making, they're not making it on social media impressions.
No,
that's
but,
not. That's not their moneymaker.
No, but news is good no matter what it is.
There
is no bad publicity, is the old expression.
And I've never bought that. Of course there is. Of course there is.
Just spell my name right.
You think Jerry Sandusky liked the publicity that he got?
Nah, I got serious in a minute.
Well, there's bad publicity, jeez, man. I know,
boy.
Sorry, man, that was a little too much. But
man,
you know what I'm
Warriors
saying.
Warriors live next. Boy, that was, I mean.
Well, first name that came to mind.
Dude,
sorry.
That was serious business.
I know,
right
I
there.
Know. But yes, there's bad publicity.
Right.
And nobody
I
wants it.
I wasn't ready to go to,
all right,
to
let's
that
go,
level.
Let me give you a less serious example.
Jeff Galluli or Tonya Harding, for example.
It doesn't always have to be criminal.
Like
there's other ways to do this. But anyway.
Your point is taken.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is controversy when it comes to sports is not always a bad thing. And if you're in the league offices, you're less concerned about fairness than you are revenue and money. And money and revenue and cash flow and dollars and international revenue and domestic revenue and money, money, money. And then maybe we'll think about fairness and player safety.
I'm with you.
If we get around to it.
I'm with you, but I don't even look at this as fairness or player safety. I just look at this as like, well, that's easy to fix. And that was stupid. Like that's, you know what I mean? There is an NFL team that called the office yesterday to go, hey, can we talk about this? Because that was crap.
Sure.
Like, and they're called the Minnesota Vikings. And they matter. They matter to the league. And their 5-1 versus 5-2 record matters to the league. Kevin O'Connell matters to the league. I don't think that they just flick that off because they're like, "Muhahaha, we're the NFL. We don't care." Like, I don't think that that's the way it goes.
I actually think that's exactly the way it goes, complete with the laugh. And that might be your Roger Goodell impersonation. And I'm going to give you a 4 because it's really good. Because
when you
think about problems in the NFL that eventually got fixed or changed, it took. Tell the truth. It took an absolute movie about concussions for them to say, yeah, you know what? Turns out, these players who are, you know, ending their life early voluntarily because their brains are mush. Yeah, turns out that's from football. You got us 38 years later and you kind of forced our hand. So it took something dramatic to make them address that. And so this, for them, it's like a fly. It's like a house fly that, you know what? I really want to swat this fly, but if it flies to another room, like this story, come Monday when we're all geeked up on week 8 and all the other games, no one's even going to remember what happened on Thursday.
No, Vikings fans will. I remember what happened when in the Seattle Niners game, and thank goodness it didn't bite him. If it had, I'd have a very, very different feeling. You know what I mean? Like these are the... these are the flagship games. The Niners are in one coming up on Sunday night, and there is a lot of energy around this game. This is two of your biggest brands. Both of them are in absolute desperate situation. One of them has just gotten a $60 million contract. The other one is playing for one. There are gajillions of eyes on this game. I know, you know, people wake up today and they're like, hey, Dodgers Yankees, am I right? Do you want to know why Dodgers Yankees starts on Friday? So that they don't have to deal with Sunday night football. The Major League Baseball literally sets their World Series schedule around not having to battle Sunday night football. And two of the biggest brands in the sport are getting together this weekend. The ratings for game one tonight are an absolute drop in the bucket compared to what's going to happen for NBC at 5:20 on Sunday night.
And imagine what these ratings would be if they were going up like Sunday, like a 4 o'clock start on Sunday, or, you know, 4 o'clock our time. And
this
then
would get killed.
Killed.
Aaron Judge versus Shohei. Crap. Brock versus Dak. See you later.
Well, even if that wasn't the Sunday night game, give me Croc versus Crap.
Absolutely.
And it still would outrate baseball by fivefold.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. If the Texans were playing the Titans Sunday night, going up against Shohei and Judge, Texans Titans wins.
Give me the Panthers against the Jags. That thing would bury baseball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think there's a lot of eyes on this. And for me, again, as we kind of started off the show, there's like, it's almost like irrational nervousness is what I would call it. Because if you ask me if I think that the Cowboys present much of a challenge for the Niners, no. But it's a football game.
Yep.
And the ball bounces funny and people do weird things. Brock sometimes drops back and looks at Ronnie Bell and goes, here you go, Ronnie. Whoa! And just hucks it 80 yards over his head. I don't know. I don't always know what the hell's going on out there. There's no reason to lose this football game. Absolutely none.
Well, there are two reasons why they could lose this football game.
Such as?
One, special teams.
Okay.
Two, I picked the Niners.
Cuckoo! That's true. That's a good point.
Fade to Dipper.
That's a problem.
Yeah, two reasons.
Your picks stink.
Well, I'm a little cold right now.
Yeah.
You can put the heat on in here.
But anyway.
Start wearing a turtleneck and bringing an Afghan.
You've gone win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Five in a row. Back and forth.
What am I coming off of?
A loss.
Which means
so
I'm going
means
to?
You might be on pace for a win here.
Oh.
All I do is win, loss, win, no matter what.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good sign.
Great sign.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I'm happy about that.
Me too, Kukush.
All right.
It's locked.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, there it is. But anyway, there's no reason for them to lose this game, but this is the one that they can't lose. And I'm trying to put into words what Monday's show would sound like and feel like if the 49ers lose this game.
Don't even get there yet.
Well, no, I'm not. I just put it this way. Outside of, say, the Super Bowl or I guess maybe any playoff game, I can tell you that during the game against the Packers last year.
Wow.
During that game.
Your daughter had to shake you to your core.
No, that was the Lion game.
My bad.
The Lion game. That was at halftime where I was like, yeah, it looks like we're not going to the Super Bowl. And she was like, no, I refuse. We are going to the Super Bowl.
Shut up, Dad.
And she was right.
That's the other kid, sorry.
Yeah. He was, I don't know where he was. Anyway, I that game against the Packers felt like they were going to lose the whole time. And when you go in as the one seed and you're expecting, even from a professional perspective, you're expecting 5 weeks of content and the excitement of what the Niners were going to do last year, if they had lost in game one of the playoffs, I was like, this is an absolute disaster. That's how I felt during the Packer game. And I'm telling you right now that if they're down 24-14 in the fourth quarter on Sunday night, I will feel exactly the same way.
What if they're up 24-14?
I will feel fine.
Yeah, you will. Don't call it a comeback. He's
God.
Been here for years. All they do is blow 10-point leads in the fourth quarter. I've done it twice this year. Fire Kyle right now. That's a drop.
The boss asked me earlier today to ask you guys, what quarterback would you rather have, Dak or Brock?
Not even close. Yeah. Brock.
Brock.
That's why I didn't ask the question.
Yeah, he's way better than Dak.
Have those guys take a look at my question.
That's such a Matt Nahigian question.
Give the phone number.
Dak is not a great player.
Give the number.
Dak is a good quarterback.
888-957-9570. Have a look.
Don't do that now because we're going to do Warriors Live.
Don't call. We got Warriors Live.
That's right. The Warriors play in Utah. Lauri Markkanen. You're glad that they don't have him? Scored 35 points the other night.
He's overrated.
That is what's coming up on the game. It's Warriors Live. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. It is Warriors Live. The Dubs are in Utah. The health is good. The questionable players are in. We are not going anywhere. We will take you up to when we get to throw it out to the arena on Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.